It's that time of year when summer interns stream into federal agencies and offices on Capitol Hill. Managers with shiny-faced interns have an opportunity. They can have interns open mail and fetch coffee, or they can help young minds find fulfillment and possibly an exciting new career while you get real work done. Joining me with some perspective on this, Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. Tim, good to have you back.
Good morning, Tom.
Besides leaving a few minutes early to go reserve a kickball field, what else should interns be doing this summer as they get into town?
Yeah, I think ultimately, agencies ought to be looking at giving their interns meaningful work. And we've talked about what triggers people to look at government service and look at work in general, what some of those satisfactory indicators are, satisfying factors are. And one of them is meaningful work, and that's certainly true of interns as well. So the more that you can give them something where they feel like they're actually contributing to the work of the office, the work of the mission of the agency, the more satisfied they're going to be with their internship.
All right. What could be meaningful work that someone that really doesn't know anything could do?
Yeah. Great question, Tom. So it's going to vary dramatically based on your agency, but I think these young people who are coming in for internships, oftentimes they've worked on projects, they've worked on teams. You know, engage them in pieces of your activity. So if you're trying to implement on something, program, a service, an activity, an event, what can they kind of take and help work with you on it? Are there research components of the work that you need to do that they can take over for you? Again, they're coming from a college university atmosphere where research is a pretty common thing, whether it's in a scientific research background or it's a academic paper background. So again, those are a couple of examples of things, but you really need to connect them again to more than just making copies, more than just getting the coffee and going down and reserving the softball field.
And what about preparing the rest of the office or the rest of the bureau for the interns, so such that they don't get pushed out or rejected or somehow ostracized when they come in all eager?
Wow, Tom, a great, great question. Because again, as you said, they tend to come in droves in a lot of cases into agencies, and how do you acclimate both them to the culture of the agency, but ultimately acclimate the culture of the agency and the individuals already in the agency to their eagerness and everything else? So I think first of all, I'd actually start first and foremost with, if you're not directly supervising them, but you're responsible for the interns within your agency in some way, shape, or form, make sure that your supervisors are well prepared. These folks, again, as you said, are wide-eyed, they're eager. Part of that eagerness is they're eager for feedback. What am I doing right? What am I not doing right? How can I do this differently? We have to understand that for many of these folks who are coming in as interns, this may be really their first office setting or real, quote-unquote, real job that they're kind of facing. So all of this is new to them. So as a supervisor, be prepared to actually provide a lot of feedback and a lot of guidance on how to do this right for them. For the rest of us, I think it's then incumbent upon supervisors and intern coordinators to make sure that we're actually, again, embracing them as well. And they may not see things through the same eyes that we do, because they're brand new. Again, their eyes are wide open. One of the things that I frequently say is that, be open to their ideas. They're going to come with new perspectives and new ideas. Don't just put the kibosh on it because it's somebody who doesn't have a lot of experience. They may not have all the intricacies, all the details, all the tactical ways of actually implementing that idea, but oftentimes they've actually got good ideas. Second thing is encourage them to share those ideas as well. I think oftentimes what interns will do is they come in and they're actually afraid to raise new issues because they've said, well, this agency has been operating or this program has been operating forever. They've clearly thought about all these things. Well, you know what? Frankly, some of those ideas may have been thought about. Some of them may not have been thought about. But more importantly, rather than whether they've been thought about or not, it's getting them to think critically about the experience that or the work that's being done. How can they contribute to that? And again, part of that engagement of the intern itself, themselves, is the supervisors and other employees actually being open to what they have to bring to the table.
We're speaking with Tim McManus, Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service, and our topic today is interns. And many years ago, I had an argument with a boss. We had a magazine. I was the editor. She was the publisher. And we had our weekly editorial planning meeting, which had all the editors. And the publisher would sit in, very knowledgeable about the field we covered. and we had an intern that summer, so I had the intern sit in on that meeting. He turned out to be sort of a goofball in the end, but nevertheless, I thought it was important for the intern to be able to see everything we do here, including these planning meetings. And afterwards, the publisher said, "What did you have him in for? He should be opening mail and learning how an office really works. He's got nothing to add to this meeting." What's your take on whether interns sit in on meetings where sensitive or disagreeing information might be going back and forth?
Yeah, so again, Tom, I'm a big proponent of bring them into the work as much as you can. And again, from that perspective, whether or not they necessarily have something to contribute right away, one of the things that we have to remember about an internship in general is what's the purpose of the internship? It's actually to help develop the intern and help develop him, hopefully, for a future job there at the agency. So the more that they can understand not just the work of the agency in their little silo, but the work more broadly of the agency or the organization that they're working with, how individuals within that organization interact with each other, and how you look at really complex issues and ideas, that's all going to be a great pathway for them to better understand, is this the right place for me? Is this the right type of cultural dynamic? Is this, how do I fit in here? How do I think about my ideas a little bit differently so I don't just bring them up in a flip way, but I've actually been thoughtful, creative, and intentional about the thoughts that I have put on the table and the reactions that I've had. And even if they come in and just observe, I think there's great learning to be had there. And I think 9 times out of 10, they'll actually say that that was really useful, that was really meaningful for them, and it gives them a broader perspective of the work that's being done.
You could also argue that it's not a bad idea to give an intern some type of drudge work or grunt work, because that also happens in the workplace, and sometimes you even see managers having to do it because no one else is around to do it.
Yeah, certainly, Tom. I'm not saying at all that interns should not be exposed to just the work that actually goes on in the organization. And frankly, you know, here at the Partnership for Public Service, we do a lot of events, and with events, as you well know, Tom, oftentimes with that come a lot of logistical support.
Who's going to get the pizza?
Like, who's right? Exactly. Who's going to get the pizza? Who's going to make the copies? Those are all part of the daily work life of a lot of different people in a lot of different agencies and organizations. Don't just sweep that under the table and say that that doesn't happen, because otherwise what you're doing is painting a scenario that you're going to be in all of these high-level meetings, and then they come in as an entry-level person after they've finished their internship, and they go, wow, that's not at all what I saw. But I think what you want to do is balance those two. Again, if somebody comes in only to do that without a really clear expectation that that's so set the expectation, meet the expectation, and again, give them a good overall balance of the type of work and the type of issues that the agency is actually going to face.
Sounds like you should really begin planning for the intern summer way earlier than summer.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Tom, we're having this conversation the first week in June, and really we ought to be having this conversation really in probably January or February as we're beginning to select our interns for the summer session. But I think it's still not too late to say, what have I done or what haven't I done to kind of right set my internship program and the interns that I have in my office? How can I make sure that it's meaningful for us within the agency, that we get the work that we need done, but also it's a really meaningful experience for the intern themselves?
And final question, how appropriate is it, or is it appropriate to, say, include the intern in some of those after-work happy hour or watering hole sessions that some bureaus and offices have?
Yeah, so again, I think if that's part of the agency culture, you want to try to expose them to as much of the culture as possible. And I'd say whether it's things like that or even just bringing your interns themselves together, I think oftentimes what we forget about is there are a lot of different interns in a lot of different offices within a federal agency or a bureau or a subcomponent of an agency. But oftentimes those interns, we leave it to themselves to connect with one another. So one of the other things that I would really encourage agencies to think about is what type of cohort building activities or gatherings are you doing, even just for your interns, to introduce them to other interns within the agency as well. So they don't feel like they're simply an intern that got plopped in your office. And not only do they have to figure out how the office works, but they also have to figure out some personal connections along the way, too.
And maybe the IG can go out and maybe play kickball also.
Absolutely.
All right. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. As always, great to have you on.
Thanks, Tom.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.